760 KFMB presents Auto Talk with host Brian Bowersock and co-host Dan Mulgrew. Today's show is brought to you by West Escondido, West El Cajon, and West Kearney Mesa Automotive and Transmission. Part of the West Automotive Group. Miramar 76 Service Center and Transmission. On Miramar Road at Eastgate Mall. A star certified small test and repair center. Call Brian and Dan right now. 1-800-760-KFMB.
All right, good morning, folks, and welcome to Auto Talk Radio. I'm your host, Brian Bowersock. In the house with me is my co-host, Mr. Dan Mulgrew. What's up, Mr. Dan?
Good morning, Brian. How are you?
I'm doing good. What's up, Lieutenant Dan?
Oh, I don't know. New headphones. Everything's all weird.
Why
now?
Do you got new headphones?
I don't know.
I got my same headphones over here.
Let me tell you, they sound different. Either that or I sound different.
Maybe you sound different.
Is this what I've been sounding like for years?
I don't know.
I guess so. Yeah.
That would represent that I've been listening to you.
Wow. It's just sitting over there and ignoring.
I'm taking a nap, you know. It's all good. Good. It's all good.
How you doing today, my friend?
I'm good. How about you?
I'm doing real good. Busy week.
Oh, it's been a crazy busy week for sure.
You without actually question. Had to work at one of the stores, I hear, huh?
I was working in Kearney Mesa for Thursday, Friday.
But Nick is where?
Nick is going to school.
Oh, good for him. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Get some of that training that's important.
Is Jessica's going to school from out in El Cajon, but Chris and Frank were able to hold everything down out there without me.
Oh, good.
And so they're quite capable.
All right.
There'd been no manager at Kearney Mesa if I didn't go there because Nick's the manager. So it was probably important that I went there.
Yeah, probably.
So,
yeah.
So yeah, Thursday and Friday. But it's always great to get into the store every now and then like this, and I like doing this. And work with the guys, the techs, you know, Ronell, who's the assistant service writer manager in Kearney Mesa that works closely with Nick. And, of course, Dean, the shuttle driver. And, you know, I see all the guys up in Escondido all the time. So I don't always make it down to the other stores. Of course, I talk to them every day on the phone. But,
yeah, so,
you know, just one of those things. Sometimes it's good to spend some time with them. We had a good time. And Joel cooked up some... Joel's got a little stove there and stuff. So yesterday afternoon, he deep fried some shrimp and stuff like that.
He had
some
big old
prawns, a big old prawn. So he had a little thing of oil and he battered them and deep fried them, and everybody was eating shrimp and cod.
Dexos approved oil, I'm sure.
I hope it wasn't that oil that he used.
You got to be careful with those guys in the back room, Brian.
I know. No question, huh? No, all good. Yeah. So he did that and had a little lunch and stuff like that. And it was all good. Got some things going and taken care of, some customers taken care of, and met some really nice folks, you know, all the time. I don't always get to meet some guys and meet all the customers for all locations, but it's fun. I had a good time.
Good.
I had a good time. So. And got to help out folks, and just good stuff. How about you? How was your week?
Good. Busy. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. Everybody was just working away. Didn't get too much time to visit with the guys. We were too busy working. It was kind of a nice week.
Yeah. Well,
yeah. And not too many serious, like, breakage stuff. A lot of it was just pure maintenance, which is
service and repair and just minor repair and stuff like that.
Yeah. People got some tax returns. People getting caught up on some, you know, neglected repairs. And, yeah. So...
We had a diesel with Kearney Mesa had a diesel that accidentally had some DEF fluid put into the fuel tank.
Ooh, yeah, we dealt with that.
Yeah. Luckily, they didn't start it, so it worked out. We got it towed over, dropped the tank, cleaned out, put new fuel filters on it. Everything worked out good.
Good thing they didn't start it. That stuff is highly corrosive.
It is highly corrosive, yeah.
It gets in that fuel system.
Urine or something like that? I don't know what it is.
Well, that's what we said. When you break it all down, that's all what it was.
But, yeah, I was going to say something like that. Derogative. A derivative.
Yeah. Well, I was picking up a customer out on a test drive and looked like a Golden Triangle was on fire.
So, oh, yeah. You were telling me about that when I talked to you earlier. Yeah, what happened, Dan?
There was a truck that tows vehicles.
Not a truck you were working on.
Absolutely not.
Okay.
Yeah. And
a tow truck.
It was a tow truck. Yeah. Like an F-450 diesel tow truck.
And why did it look like the Golden Triangle was on fire?
That thing was putting out
some smoke. Oh, it was on fire.
The tow truck was on fire, and it was, you know, coming up between the buildings. Well, I was driving between the buildings to pick up a customer.
How
did
it look?
So then your building's on fire. You might want to get out. It was a tow truck.
How did it look when it was done?
Oh, my gosh.
Is it drivable?
No. No. You could barely make out the lettering on the doors.
Isn't that what we say? Burned it to the ground?
Oh, it was. And this one did.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So.
Yeah. Time to replace
it with
another tow truck.
A little exciting. I got a couple pictures of it, but it was like, wow. Yeah.
That's a bummer.
Yeah. Don't know what happened.
Diesels don't usually catch on fire like that. That's very uncommon.
That's what I was thinking. They need a lot of pressure and a lot of heat.
A lot of assistance.
Yeah.
Got to throw some wood on the fire if you want it to burn. Jeez.
Yeah. No, it was fully engulfed, and that is pretty interesting because we know, Brian, it takes a lot of pressure and a lot of heat to ignite that stuff.
It does.
Inside the motor. So I don't know. Maybe it was something electrical, and then it took off.
That's a possibility.
You know, they've got some pretty demanding and high voltage electrical systems on those things. So,
they do. Yeah. Yeah. So maybe that is what happened. It's hard to say. But
that big wire to the alternator decided to short to ground, and
that's a problem.
Took off.
That will create a fire. Driver okay?
He was standing on the corner, and I recognized him. It was a bad day.
Oh, geez. Yeah, well, better day than being in the car.
Absolutely.
The thing that always concerns me with folks that and pull people out of cars before they've been on fire, like, they freeze and they just sit in the car. Get out of the car. Yeah. You can't. It's just a car. Let it go.
Yeah.
It
is just like I said, a car. I recognized the tech that was driving the vehicle, and it was brought. And then so I went over. I know the store that it came from, so I was over talking to the owner, and he's like, "Yeah, they dropped it off for a low power issue. My tech took it for a drive,
and it caught on fire.
And it caught on fire.
Well, at least they didn't turn a wrench on it.
They did not. They hadn't even turned a wrench to
that
it.
That reduces their liability for sure.
Absolutely. He was just on a test drive, and yeah, unfortunate, but nobody was hurt. But boy, it was pretty exciting there for a little bit.
Jeez. All right. Yeah. Well, sometimes it does happen. Cars do catch on fire.
Oh, no. Yeah, I mean, I'm just glad the guy that owns this particular store is a great guy. And he's just like, hey, we didn't even turn a wrench to it yet.
Yeah.
Wrote up a work order, dropped it off. We drove it around the block, and guess what happened?
Caught on fire and burned down.
Yeah. Unfortunate.
It happens. Yeah. So, like I said, you got an automobile. I don't care what it is, tow truck, car, whatever. It's got all this wiring, and it's got
fuel
and all these great things. Fluids. And we drive it down the road, and it tweaks and bends and, you know. All good. So anyway. All right, folks, give us a call here. 1-800-760-KFMB. 1-800-760-5362. Anything automotive related? 1-800-760-5362. We're here to answer your automotive questions. Today, we're talking about the top 10 most common transmission problems, and we'll work through those little by little. But let's grab Larry in Oceanside and see what he would like to speak to us about. What's happening, Larry?
Hey, guys. How you doing? I'm a customer, and I'm kind of anonymous here, but... I'm buying my last truck. I'm 66 years old, and this will be the last. But I want to get a four-wheel drive. And I see on these cars, on the trucks, some of them are, like, sports rated, and some are, like, I'm just going to haul a son-in-law's boat or maybe a camper trailer or something.
Are
four-wheel drives, what should I look for in four-wheel drives, the actual tow package?
Well, so what model, what line trucks are you looking at? What do you think?
I was looking at a Ford or a Ram, and I was also thinking about getting a diesel or something like that. But I don't want to go in the desert. I'm not going to go flying through the desert or anything.
Gotcha. So yeah, you're not looking for a serious off-road vehicle. You're just looking for a vehicle, four-wheel drive, that can get you to where you need to go or crawl wherever you need to go. Nothing too crazy.
And tow it and stuff. What should I be looking for?
Well, number one, I prefer nothing that's all-wheel drive all the time. So, you know, some of these, you can't take them out of four-wheel drive. So you want to make sure, most of the bigger trucks you can.
Right, disengageable four-wheel drive.
Four-wheel drive is important as far as that goes. How big is the boat you're towing? You're talking about a diesel.
It's like a 20-foot Bayliner.
Pretty heavy boat.
22-foot.
Yeah. You need a little bit. It's a fairly heavy boat.
Yep. So diesel's not a bad idea when you go to that. They obviously tow a lot better. You know, you don't have to stress the motor near as much. And a diesel will work real well in that situation. You know, most of the big three tow packages, whether you're talking about Chevy, Ford, Dodge, are pretty much the same, you know. And if you're going to go diesel, you're going to go a 2500.
Right.
They don't have any half-ton pickup trucks that are diesel. I don't think they have yet. Not that I've seen. you're going to go a three-quarter-ton truck. So pretty much depends on what you like in a vehicle, what fits you best. You know, I talk to people all the time that are like, well, the Chevy seats are way more comfortable. Well, if that works for you, fine. I'm a Ford guy personally. That's what I like. So... One of those things that you're going to have to determine, but pretty much their tow packages, all three of the big three are quite capable when it comes to that.
right. So it's not like I should look at, you know, the pumpkin in the back and the gears and any of that.
No. Well, you.
They're all.
Well, their tow packages are set up geared properly.
Right.
Yeah, these days. Manufacturers are pretty good at this, you know. So, and when you go in looking, you know, hey, I'm going to tow a boat. I want a 2500. I want it with a tow package on it. It'll have a different gear ratio than one that's not for that, or a two-wheel drive one that they're selling, you know, to be a construction work truck.
Right.
They're geared different.
And what we're leading in today, too, Brian, I mean, we got, you know, 6, 7, 8-speed transmissions now. So mm-hmm. all that stuff. Everybody's got them now. So.
Yep.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's really going to be, you know, you can look at those specifications, you know, how they're geared and stuff, but they're all going to be set up for towing. And if you get one with a tow package, and they're, you know, you're just going to have to find which one fits you best.
Yeah, and I've always thought the bigger the engine, the, you know, it's safer to go that way. And
well, you're dealing with the tow power on these diesels these days, whether it's be the Chevy, the Ford, or the Dodge. They can almost pull down a building stock. They put out a lot of torque and a lot of horsepower. So that's not really a problem. And with that size boat you're talking about, you'd be just fine.
You wouldn't even know it was back there.
Nope, that's true.
All right, guys. Hey, listen all the time. And like I said, I'm a customer. So
well,
I'll talk to you soon.
All right, Larry. Take care. Thank you so much. Have a safe weekend. And
you too.
Thank you. Thanks for listening, and thanks for being a loyal customer, for sure.
He's got a lot of homework to do. That's a tough position to be in when you're talking about that kind of investment on a diesel 2500 series truck. Like he said, it's going to be his last truck, so he wants to get it right. Again, you know, it comes down to it.
I'll tell you what, I ended up with that 2009 F-250 4x4 Kings Ranch that I have.
Yeah.
That's an amazing truck.
No, it is. That King Ranch Special, she's a beauty.
That's an amazing truck, so. Yeah. And beautiful inside and outside. And
yeah.
Well, I think I might sell it.
There you go. Larry, give Brian a call.
I think I might sell it. Yeah. He's looking for a brand new truck.
Yeah.
So,
now, my neighbor, he went through a Power Stroke and he went through a Duramax. And he's towing a big triple axle toy hauler, you know, with all the toys in it. And last year, he pulled the trigger on a brand new Dodge, and he's just doing cartwheels. I mean, he loves that thing. But like I told him, that Cummins and that power plant and all that's great. But the rest of it, you know, unfortunately, you know, Dodge has the problems with the rest of the stuff falling apart. But like he said, as long as the motor goes and it keeps pulling.
Interior, the doors are going to fall off of it, but it's all good.
Yeah, he said, I'll just put self-tapping
screws. Did I say that out loud? Oops.
No, well, I started that conversation. Unfortunately, that's the problem with Dodge sometimes. The rest of it falls apart. But like he said, I'll just put self-tapping screws in the door panels when they fall off. As long as that motor keeps pulling that triple axle trailer up over the hill, he'll be happy.
What motor's in that truck still?
Well, that's the new Cummins, isn't it?
It still has the new Cummins in it. Okay.
Yeah, and he just loves it, but again.
Well, Cummins is a good motor for sure. That's the best part of the whole Dodge truck.
That's exactly what I was going to say. The rest of the truck, you got to forgive, but that power plant is undeniably has been proven. Yeah. Nothing against the Duramax, nothing against the Power Strokes, but.
No. Yeah. Still good.
Yeah. But then again, go sit in a Chevrolet truck, go sit in a Ford truck, go sit in a Dodge truck, see which one wraps around you better.
I'm just a Ford guy through and through when it comes to trucks. Yeah. Always have been. That's always what I've owned, and that's I love them.
Yeah, well,
and then they haven't let me down. No, still at 315,000 miles. We haven't been let down yet.
No, well, when you're driving up and down the 15 in the freeway with all them work trucks with all the racks on them, what are they typically running? The Ford.
Fords.
Yeah.
So. Yep, for sure. Anyway. So all good.
Good luck, Larry.
We're not here to endorse any specific model, as Dan would say. But
you know, you've got warranty stuff to look at. You've got track records to look at. What's the best deal you're going to work?
You know what the good news is, Dan?
What's that?
We're here to fix them all.
That's right.
I don't care what you drive. We'll fix it for you.
There you go.
Well, I shouldn't say that. There's some things I don't want to fix.
Well, Okay, back that up a little bit. You don't want your Alpha, your 67 Alpha or anything in the shop?
No, air-cooled Volkswagens, don't do those anymore. Just don't. There's some people that specialize or like those. Not exactly my thing, I don't like working on a car that makes it around the block and something else falls off of it. It never works out for me or the customer, so gave up on air-cooled Volkswagens a long time ago.
I did myself.
Talk about something that when it catches on fire, you can't put it out.
Yeah. that was that old fuel line over the back that I always used to.
Yeah, and those the cases on those are magnesium, so water does not extinguish them when they're burning.
No, it makes them glow better.
It does, and the thing that so it was so funny as when I was in the Navy, different types of fires they talk about on board ship.
Oh, yeah,
magnesium fire, right after it says jettison overboard. That's it. There is nothing you're going to do for this. Jettison overboard.
There you go.
So, and it will burn underwater.
Oh, yeah, it does.
It doesn't go out. Ooh. It creates its own oxygen. So very.
Well, back way.
Interesting metal.
Don't, you know, if you work for the EPA or something, remember, I was just a kid. Just watching the adults, but they used to burn
them. Dance hall. No hate mail, please.
Yeah. Well, magnesium cases, the old Volkswagen cases, were a big thing to burn in the desert. People go up on the hill, get a bonfire going, then you throw those mag cases in, and it would just light up the whole darn desert. And some guys would have the fire extinguishers full of water and start nailing that case with the fire extinguisher full of water and really get it glowing.
Yeah, and it pops, and it can be dangerous, actually.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, but
not the best idea.
Not that I did any of this, folks. Just a young kid watching, you know, the adult saying, "Here, son, hold my beer and watch this."
Great.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Without eye protection, huh?
Oh, yeah, no eye protection, yeah.
Oh, geez.
You know the good old days, Brian. No seat belts, no elbow pads, no helmets.
Riding in the back of a pickup truck.
Yeah, that's right.
What it is.
No, yeah. We're still here.
Still alive. Yeah, that's right. That's right. So
might be a little funny in the head, but that's okay.
We're going to leave that alone. Folks, give us a call, 1-800-760-KFMB, 1-800-760-5362. As Dan relives his childhood, we're talking about the top 10 most common transmission problems. All right.
You know, what's interesting is I've had some people that have bought maybe a new used car, a couple years old.
Uh-huh.
You know, bring it in and say, "Man, this thing shifts funny. There's something wrong with the transmission. I've got a limited window to get it back to them."
They're driving a CVT now.
CVT now, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you take it out for a drive and, this is how it is.
Yeah, it's working good.
Yeah.
So. Probably going to last longer than your CVT. I'm going to be honest with you.
Yeah, so it's just kind of interesting that, and in the newer cars we see, like I said, Brian, H-speed transmissions and stuff, pretty incredible units out there now.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. No lie. All right. So your car's transmission is a complex mechanical system that controls the application of power from the engine to the drive shaft. Say it isn't so, Dan.
That's what it does.
It experiences more wear and tear over time than other parts of your vehicle due to heat and friction by their many moving and interacting components.
That's no lie.
Major issues are bound to arise if your transmission is not well maintained or symptoms of a problem are not checked by a professional soon after they develop. Talk about it all the time, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Experience that transmission issue. Oh, I've been driving it that way for a couple of weeks. Okay.
That's a bad idea.
Line pressure maxed. Everything's just getting stressed.
And the other thing about it getting checked by, right here, symptoms of a problem not checked by a professional. Professional meaning somebody that's well-adversed and trained in transmission diagnosis and repair. Which we staff a whole transmission department through the West Automotive Group and Dan's facility. For a simple reason, we see vehicles that, and I'm actually, there was a customer in yesterday and I was talking to him about, he radio listener, always great to meet the radio listeners and that. And he was talking about how, I had mentioned a vehicle and we were talking about vehicles that had a failure that was not transmission related, but seemed to be transmission related. We diagnosed it and it was something else. And we talked about a couple of vehicles like that yesterday. Very important. Get your vehicle in and get it diagnosed properly. That's why at Dan's facility and the West Automotive Group, we do our CertiCare no charge transmission diagnosis for folks. We get you set up, get you in. We do need to spend some time with the car, but the initial inspection and testing is no charge. We do it just to figure out, do we have a transmission issue? We believe we do, then we take steps from there to actually determine exactly what's going on with the transmission. But from that, we can make a determination. Is it a transmission problem? Is it an engine problem? Which direction do we need to go? Which is extremely important.
Yeah, the nice thing about that, Brian, let's say it's not a transmission problem. Let's say it's going the other way to a engine drivability problem. You don't get your car back and told to go somewhere else. It simply goes to the next tech, to the next bay, and let him take it from there.
And the drivability.
And the transmission guy's still looking at other stuff. Right?
Exactly.
So it's not like, we think we might have a coil problem. We're going to have the transmission guy put some coils in it. Okay. How about if we get it over to the master tech in the next bay, let him hook up his scan tools to it and do his drivability and find out what's actually wrong with the car?
Absolutely.
That sound like a better idea?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, sorry. I'm the other half. Yeah. No, Chris was sending me the half-ton Nissan diesels. Yeah, you know what? I didn't mention those earlier, and there's a reason for it. I'm not in love with the Nissan product at all. I've seen way too many problems with them. Everything from the Rogues to other things. You know what? I'm probably going to get some Nissan hate mail
absolutely.
Here.
Absolutely. Right up there with the Titan, you're going to get it too. So,
Yeah. Split,
sorry.
Splitting radiator coolers, dumping coolant into transmission. I mean, I've seen some things on these, and we do a ton of those vehicles that get ethylene glycol contamination in the transmission.
Yeah,
destroys the valve body because the TCM's built into the valve body of the train. It's an expensive repair.
Yeah, you get a new transmission with your new radiator.
I'm not, and you know what? From experience, I had a Nissan Quest as a shuttle van once.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. Sorry.
Yeah, 52,000 miles. It threw a rod out the side of the block.
Yeah.
I just, like, that's not my favorite product. So,
and I'll tell you what, you guys want to send the
hate mail. I definitely don't want him buying. Don't buy one of those.
Yeah. And if you want to send the hate mail, you can split it up between me and Brian because I'm on the same page.
Yeah.
It's just, I did not mention that for that reason, Brian. And thank you for bringing it up and jumping on the grenade, my friend.
Exactly. But I do want to thank Chris for throwing that out there. Me a text. He's all, hey, you know the. Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I don't consider. Yeah, no. And that is actually a Cummins motor in that thing.
Yeah, I know.
But the way they had it designed, I think Nissan had something to do with what they wanted designed through Cummins for that. But I don't know for sure.
Yeah. And as I said, that's a product that I just, you got the big three players in.
That's right.
And he's looking
for going for a diesel and I want to tow a boat like that, look at one of those three. That'd be my suggestion.
Well,
my suggestion for sure. All right, let's grab Mike in San Diego real quick. What's going on, Mike?
Good morning, guys.
Good morning. How are you doing, sir?
You know, I'm doing very well. I am retired. I plan to do some road trips with the missus, and I'm looking for a car with a quiet cabin, something reliable, smooth riding. I love the bells and whistles. So there's so many options out there. I wonder what you guys like.
If I was going to buy a road trip car with a quiet cabin, bells and whistles, reliable service, I'd go with the Lexus.
You read my mind, my friend.
I'd go buy me a brand new Lexus.
Hands down.
I don't know what it is now, but anyway, the new big sedan Lexus, I'm just telling you, what a great car. Quiet, comfortable, stretch out, road trip.
Hassle-free.
I'd buy me a top-of-the-line Lexus sedan.
Yep.
No lie. Does that help? What's that?
I'm sorry. Would that apply for the SUV, too? Because the wife and I both like the comfort and solid features of the SUV.
Yeah, so that big LX470, I believe it is. Is that right, Dan?
Yeah,
that's the big SUV. Same thing. I mean, big, stout vehicle.
The platform's beautiful.
Platform is obviously initially Toyota. Quiet, safe riding, great car, service-wise. You know, you get all the reliability of a Toyota, but with the luxury of a Lexus.
Oh, great. Well, thank you, guys. I really appreciate your input.
Yeah, know what? Lexus can send me a check, too, for all that promo right there. That was great. But I'm just being honest with you. If that's what you're really looking for, a reliability road trip and very comfortable, I find them to be one of the most comfortable cars for sure and cost-effective-wise also.
Very good. Very good. Well, have a great weekend, gentlemen.
Alrighty. You too, Mike. Thanks for listening. Be safe out there. Enjoy. Enjoy retirement. I'm jealous.
Thank you much.
Take care. Bye-bye.
We're 2 for 2 today, my friend.
On what?
Well, I had Nissan in the back of my mind. I didn't want to say it. You beat me to the Lexus before I can get it out.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, that's all right.
No, I'm telling you. If you want... Whew.
I'm with you.
Road travel-wise, good car.
Absolutely.
Good car. Good car.
Absolutely. I'm with
They're doing a good job. So I have no complaints with that. So I don't know. I'd buy me a big truck, like a Ford. That's just me, though. But I don't know if that's quiet enough for him. You want total quietness. You want a luxury. It's hard to beat, man. It is.
You know.
I can tell you this.
Yeah.
Don't buy an Infiniti. Oh, shoot, man. I just said that out loud, didn't I?
Okay.
I wasn't supposed to say that either. Well, sorry, guys. Yeah. Anyway. All right, Lexus, send me a check. Infiniti, send me a hate letter. We're good. All right, we're going to have to take our bottom of the hour break. sorry, folks.
Yeah,
give us a call, 1-800-760-KFMB. That's 1-800-760-5362. As you're listening to Auto Talk Radio on 760 KFMB, hang on, folks. We'll be right back after these messages. All right, folks. Welcome back to Auto Talk Radio. Welcome back, Danny.
Ah, yes. Welcome back, my friend.
I do want to remind folks, the show is brought to you by the West Automotive Group, which is West Escondido Automotive and Transmission, 2200 Auto Parkway in Escondido, AAA approved and STAR certified, taking care of folks in North County now for over
25 years.
And
who's getting older?
Yeah. West El Cajon Automotive and Transmission, 844 North Johnson Avenue in El Cajon, AAA approved and smog certified out there in East County, taking care of folks out there for over
5 years. And the fledgling store grew up.
It's grown up. Yeah. West Kearney Mesa Automotive and Transmission, 8027 Balboa Avenue, right here in central San Diego. AAA approved and soon to be smog. We're getting ready to do smog. I got the machines all set up. Should be in the next week, hopefully.
All right.
Soon to be smog certified there in West Kearney Mesa. So we'll be doing smog there for you also. In central San Diego, taking care of folks here for over 2 years now. May will be 2 years. Sorry. Yeah. Close to 2 years. So almost 2 years.
Oh, they grow up so fast, don't they?
Oh, they do. Miramar 76 Service Center and Transmission, Miramar Road and Eastgate Mall, AAA approved and STAR certified. That's Dan's facility. Taking care of folks over there for how long, Dan?
Over 25, going
over
on 30,
25,
my friend.
Heading to 30.
Yeah.
It shows in his gray beard, my friends.
And it does.
Yes, it does. Dan and myself come together with all of our employees to bring you Auto Talk Radio for one simple reason. That is, we all believe in the same philosophy. We never put money ahead of people. Very important to all of us, for sure. Stop in to have your vehicle serviced and repaired and find out what quality automotive service and repair is all about. You can also take advantage of our no-charge CertiCare transmission diagnosis, which we were kind of talking about today. Getting your vehicle diagnosed properly if you think you have a transmission problem by a qualified transmission technician is extremely important. If it's not a transmission problem, then we move right on to having a master tech, which our transmission department guys are master techs also,
right?
But they have another certification where they're really certified and trained in transmission stuff. So,
and that's what they like to do.
Correct. Yeah. So along with our free shuttle rides to or from work or home and low-cost rental vehicles, we are here to help you. Check out westautomotivegroup.com. That is westautomotivegroup.com. And you can, from there, you can listen to any of the Auto Talk Radio segments that you missed there. Important, great stuff. You can go check them out. You can also check out the Auto Man segments where I'm the Auto Man for the CW on Friday Morning News, which is Channel 6, which is another broadcast of the CBS 8 News because they're owned by the same people that own this radio station, actually. Available there on Friday morning news about 8 a.m. And then they do it on a Friday evening news between 10 and 10:15. Again, they replay it. So check out the Auto Man segment. If you don't have time to see him on the news live, you can just check him from the website, westautomotivegroup.com, and go from there. And they're all right there. Check them out. You can email us anytime at autotalk@westautomotivegroup.com. That's autotalk@westautomotivegroup.com. Or call us directly at 760-741-5323. 760-741-5323. Or give us a call this morning, 1-800-760-KFMB, 1-800-760-5362. We're happy to talk to you about anything automotive related. Show is also brought to you by Interstate Batteries, a battery for every need. Interstate Batteries are the highest quality batteries out there. We do not stock nor sell anything else for one simple reason. They are the highest quality batteries. If you need an Interstate battery for your vehicle or anything automotive related, stop in to see one of us at the Automotive Group. West Automotive Group, any one of the stores, or Dan's Miramar 76 facility, and we'll get you an Interstate installed. Otherwise, for any other battery needs, you can check them out at their storefronts, 9345 Cabot Drive in Miramar, or in La Mesa at 70th and University. Interstate Battery, a battery for every need. All right, let's grab Wayne real quick. He's been waiting patiently. Good morning, Wayne.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning. Hey, it says here, Justin put on here water tires. I don't know what that means, but do you have tires that are full of water?
Well, in your tractor, maybe.
I actually said winter tires.
Winter. Oh, okay.
Justin.
Yeah, now last week, when all the snow in the mountains and all the talk about chains on your tires and all that stuff, I got to thinking, I've been living my whole life in Southern California, never lived in snow country, never had to worry about this, but I do know people who've talked about living back east that they would have a set of snow tires for the winter, and so, they'd swap back and forth in the season.
So, Wayne, that's
so I really had two questions. One was, what do they do on a snow tire that makes them different? And the second question is, when you have to put chains on your tires, is that really rough on a tire?
Okay, that's great questions. Okay, so the first part is, I have a good friend that owns an auto repair shop in Winnipeg. So I don't know if you know how cold and how much snow and ice they get in Winnipeg, but they actually, 5,000 square foot of his facility is tire storage. He has a 12,000 square foot facility. 8,000 of it is used for service and repair. 5,000 of it is tire storage. The reason why is they switch out tires twice a year, and then people pay to store their winter or summer tires, depending on the time of year, there, so they don't take them home or whatever. And you know what? The first time I heard of that, I thought, that's the weirdest concept ever. And I even grew up in Ohio. We didn't really switch out too much there, although you'd get some pretty good snows. But it's important for them. And actually, you can get in trouble there if you don't switch your tires out. And a lot of them run studded tires in the winter time.
They still have the studded
tires.
Yeah,
they still have studded tires. So that can be the difference when you're talking about a winter tire there. The second part is, it's just the way they're cut, et cetera. When it comes to, you know, snow traction, things
right.
like that.
So it's an aggressive tread.
It's an aggressive tread. But most of them up there in those areas are studded. So hopefully, and you would not want to run, the reason they have to switch them out, obviously, number one, you destroy the tire if you ran a studded tire with no snow and ice. Number two, you destroy the asphalt on the roads, and that makes city municipalities extremely upset. So you can actually get in trouble up there if you run studded tires after the melt. Yeah. So that answers one question for you on that. As far as now, cables are a lot bigger thing. Versus chains.
Yeah.
Although you'll see chains run a lot on semi trucks. Like if you head up to Big Bear and stuff, they'll have the chains hanging
off
the side.
Dangle them off the back of the racks.
They load those up on the trucks on their drive wheels and things like that for traction. If a tire is aired properly and they're fitted properly, no damage to the tire whatsoever or the car.
Fitted properly.
You need the proper fitted cables or chains, whatever you're going to run, fitted properly on the drive tires. And no problem whatsoever. Now, in not fitted properly, coming off, smacking the side of the car. I mean, there's all kinds of damage that can happen with those if they're not put on properly.
It's a risky run.
It is. So, and you never want to run cables on dry pavement or chains. So the minute that you get down the mountain where the snow is starting to be gone, it's time to pull over and pull those off. Usually they have an area where it says remove cables or chains, just to let people know. So does that make sense?
That absolutely does. And like I say, I've never done that. It just was a curiosity for me.
Yep, it's good. I got to be honest with you. I got stuck when I always carry cables with me, even in my 4x4 truck, because I've been places where the highway patrol blocks it off, and they don't care that you have four-wheel drive, even that I have. Running the BFGs on the truck all the time.
Chain up.
They require chains or cables to go forward. And if you ever been stuck somewhere where you're waiting to get out of, and we ended up out in the high desert one time coming back and could not get through the pass. It had snowed and they didn't want anybody through. I didn't have cable. That was the one and only time I never had cables with me anymore. I always carry them in the truck now because I don't like sitting still for 3 hours waiting for them to clear the pass. Yeah. If that makes sense.
Well, that would suck.
That did suck. It's good. I hope that answers your questions, Wayne.
It does.
Well, awesome.
Very much.
We appreciate you listening, and you have a safe, wonderful weekend out there.
Okay, you too.
Take care. Bye-bye. So, great question.
Yeah.
I mean, when it comes to that.
I'm with Wayne. Yeah. I'm born and raised here. I have no idea what that stuff is all about.
My buddy Rudy, and he sits, he does stuff with me for the AutoCare.org Association. We sit on the car care professionals network board for them. I will see him in Florida here in May, but God, he loves to come to California or Florida.
Oh, I bet.
he often sends me pictures like negative 34 degrees on his truck, you know, thing when he's dry. I'm all, dude, how do you do that?
Yeah,
he's all very carefully,
methodically, slow.
No lie.
No, absolutely. Say. Now, my first experience with studded tires, Brian, somebody drove from back east and still had the studded tires on the rear of their car.
What?
The darndest thing I'd ever seen. And you know what a studded tire looks like, right?
It didn't have any studs left in it.
Oh my God, that was the darndest thing. And
that would have been the worst drive in the world.
Yeah. And
what's that noise? That's a stud getting ripped out, thrown all over the place.
Well, obviously they were flush with all the tread.
You think?
Yeah. But the guy wanted a smog, and he's like, "We're not putting this thing on the freaking dyno. Look, you got steel tires."
Yeah, yeah. You got steel tires.
That was the darndest thing. It just was when you thought you've seen it all.
You got it. You got it. All right, we're gonna have to take our last break, real quick here. Hey, Alan, hold tight. We're gonna grab you as soon as we come back. 1-800-760-5362, 1-800-760-KFMB. You're listening to Auto Talk Radio on 760 KFMB. Be right back after these messages. Hi, folks. Welcome back to Auto Talk Radio. We do appreciate you being part of the show, for sure. All right, let's real quick grab Alan, because I don't want to run out of time here before. Thanks for waiting, Alan. What you got going on, my friend?
Hey, thanks for taking my calls, you guys. I appreciate your show.
Thank you.
I've got a 2012 Mazda 3 that's getting up in high 80s, 80,000 miles.
Okay.
And I'm thinking it's due for a transmission overhaul. And I talked to a neighbor with the same vehicle, you know, same year, and they've talked to the factory, and the factory says, don't ever open up that transfer case. And I'm just thinking, what is the logic there?
Automatic or manual?
Warranty?
Automatic. It's an automatic. Okay. Well, number one, should be servicing that thing every 20,000 miles. I don't care what the dealer says. That's the most ridiculous thing. And that's the reason they say that is there's twofold to this. They say now that you don't have to service these things. It reduces the cost
of owning the vehicle.
Of owning the vehicle yearly that they have to publish when they do that. Number one.
Interesting.
Number two, they're more than happy to sell you a transmission at 100,000 miles when it falls out of the car.
Or a new car.
Or a new car. One of the two. So our advice is we recommend, this is not the manufacturer's recommendation. This is our advice and what we have. Service the trans every 20,000 miles on those, and you tend to double the life on them. It's not a guarantee, but you tend to double the life on them. Mine has 312,000 miles on it. When you pull the pan, every 15,000, I pull the pan on mine, drain all the fluid, put a filter in. When you pull the pan off my transmission, it looks like it's brand new, like it came off the factory line. That's how clean it is.
That's
inside.
How we want it to look.
That's how we want them to look. We want them to stay that way. Because when transmission fluid suspends contaminants, and when you get that contaminant suspended going through, even though you can't filter it all out, you can get valves or solenoids that stick or something like that. And that's typically what the demise of a transmission is. Typically, transmissions don't have something that just breaks. The demise comes from dirty fluid is usually what happens.
Okay.
So
What you need to do, Alan? You need to get over to the El Cajon store, and you need a full fluid exchange on that thing. You got 80,000 on it. Let's get ahead of the curve now.
That would be my suggestion. You get all new full synthetic fluid in that thing, and should be fine. You're not experiencing any drivability concerns with it, right?
No, it's running fine.
Yeah, I would recommend getting the fluid exchanged out on it, filter replaced.
Inspection, I don't know if that's
might be a. There may not be a replaceable filter on the trans on the year
on the
of that vehicle.
Right.
But regardless, get it cleaned out and all that stuff. New fluid in it and good to go.
Yeah, I didn't know if it was just the year of the Mazda or if the newer Mazdas recommend hands off.
It's just what they say so they can sell you a car and then sell you a transmission. As we often say, you don't have to service that. You get a free transmission service with a new transmission that gets replaced at 100,000 miles.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. So all that money that you saved on not servicing the tranny comes back to
you. There you go.
Yeah. Okay. Hey, thank you very much.
No problem, Alan. Thanks for listening. Be safe out there. Have a wonderful, safe weekend. Take care.
Take care. You too.
Bye-bye. So,
got to love that advice, huh?
You got to love that advice without question, for sure. Let's see what Brian. Are you there, Brian?
Yeah, I'm here. Thank you for taking my call.
No problem. What you got going on?
My daughter is 15 and a half and got her learner's permit, and we're shopping for cars. And I have the opportunity to get a 2006 CRV for her.
Good car.
I was wondering if there's yeah, anything I need to look at before I pull the trigger on it.
The only thing that I would recommend is a AAA pre-purchase inspection prior to buying it, and then Carfax it to make sure it's not been any major accidents. Those two things, that's a good car. Little Honda's a great
perfect
for her. Good gas mileage, low maintenance, reliable. But let's just make sure it was taken care of properly because it's 2006. And the AAA pre-purchase inspection at the El Cajon location runs $89.95.
Best money you'll ever spend.
Best money ever spend. So for
all
sure,
right.
If that makes sense. And that's what we recommend to all of our customers and friends and everybody to get them looked at properly. But I think you've made a good choice there for her. That little Honda, you won't go wrong if it's a quality little car and been taken care of. She'll get years and years of service out of it.
Yeah, the guy that owned it was an A&P mechanic. So
perfect.
Probably a pretty good buy. Still perfect. Get it checked out.
Though. Yeah, still get it checked out and do the Carfax. It's cheap. You just make sure that wasn't in any major accidents, et cetera, that you don't know about or weren't told about. And you should end up with a good car.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Hey, no problem. Thanks for listening, man. Have a safe weekend. Bye.
You too. Bye.
All righty.
Great advice. And I thought it said buying a new car you know, and when he said his daughter 15 and a half, I was like, don't buy her a new car.
No.
I was going to tell a funny story. Zach could be so mad at me, but I'll tell the story anyway. So Zach's first car that I bought him was a little pickup truck.
Right.
Single cab. Automatic. That way he couldn't get more than like two people squished in there with him, man. It was a little pickup, right? So one morning I come out and I open the garage door and get ready to get my truck and I'm all, whoa, because he parked right on the street there in front of the house. And there's all this yellow paint down the bed of the truck, down the side of the bed of the truck. And I was all, what in?
Yeah.
So I'm all, hey, get up, come out here. And he's all, what? I said, and you have to know Zach. You've met him before, but you have to know Zach. And I'm all, hey, what happened? He's all, funny thing, Dad.
Yeah. I'm not laughing.
It's all funny thing. You get too close to those yellow poles, and they just like at the gas station. Like, luckily, it was just paint; it didn't dent it, so the body shop was able to rub it out. But funny thing. All right, kid.
Funny thing.
Yeah, funny thing. Dad wasn't laughing for sure.
Yeah.
All right. No, up next is a smart investing show, folks. Stay tuned. Like Chase is looking all happy out there, smiling at you, Dan.
Now, Brian, he's ready to get to
work. Brent Chase, these guys know what they're doing. Stay tuned and listen to them. San Diego and everybody else out there that tunes in and listens to us, we surely appreciate it. Keep the rubber side down and the shiny side up. Looks like it might turn into a nice weekend here in San Diego, Dan.
May or may
not. Let's hope so. Let's keep it going, man. We need to dry out just a little bit. Thank you, everybody, for joining us. This has been Auto Talk Radio on 760 KFMB. We'll catch you next Saturday.
AM 760, talk and breaking news.
Miramar 76 Service Center and Transmissions Test and Repair Facility employs ASE certified technicians to handle all of your automotive needs. Owner Dan Mulgrew has been in business for over 30 years and can be heard as the co-host of Auto Talk Saturday mornings on KFMB. Many satisfied customers have been taking the time to document their experiences with Miramar 76 Service Center. Laura B. writes, "My father and I have been bringing our cars to Miramar 76 Service Center and Transmission for 10 years, and they have always been honest, professional, and reasonably priced. While I was in college, they were even great about helping me decide which repairs needed to be done and which ones I could wait on. Dan and his team have taken great care of us and our cars." This is just one of many satisfied customer reviews. Get your vehicle checked today before a minor repair becomes a major repair. Call Miramar 76 Service Center and Transmissions, 858-457-5716. Or visit Miramar76.com. Let the next positive review come from you.
What's now? What's next? All you need to know. AM 760 KFMB San Diego.